Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tito Fuentes. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Ray Hart. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ozzie Virgil. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ray Sadecki. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hawk Taylor. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Arrigo. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Arrigo. And now, play ball. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a line drive towards the mound. Arrigo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Arrigo covering, for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hart moves to third. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hart tags and scores. Davenport tags and moves to second. One out. It's Giants, 1, Mets, 1. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier strikes out. Taylor drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lanier out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sadecki fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Arrigo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cranepool moves to second. Jerry Arrigo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arrigo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Ron Herbel now pitching. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cranepool moves to third. Hunt moves to second. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressuit takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hart is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda is called out on strikes. One out. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards short. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Virgil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Arrigo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arrigo is 0-for-1 in the game. Arrigo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brown. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Arrigo moves to third. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bressoud hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boyer is walked intentionally. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbal fields it and throws to first for the out. Arrigo scores. Hunt moves to third. Boyer moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Mets. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-2 in the game. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jesus Alou pinch hits for Ron Herbel. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Fuentes moves to second. Don Mason pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fuentes moves to third. Mason moves to second. Jack Hamilton now pitching. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Burton now playing first base. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Berta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Jack Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Virgil for a passed ball. Cranepool moves to second. Jack Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Cranepool trying to get to home. Brown throws the ball into Virgil, who tags Cranepool, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Taylor for a passed ball. Davenport moves to second. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davenport moves to third. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Tom Haller pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davenport tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Mets. Len Gabrielson pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to third. Gabrielson moves to second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fuentes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Haller now catching. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Ozzie Virgil now playing third base. Jim Davenport now playing shortstop. Tito Fuentes now PLA. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bressuit moves to second. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jerry Grote now catching. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grote fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mays moves to third. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Hart moves to second. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Virgil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mays scores. Hart scores. Davenport moves to second. It's 4-3, Giants. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud misplays the ball. That's an error on Bressoud. Davenport scores. Virgil moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Giants. Rob Gardner now pitching. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Haller hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Virgil. The throw to Gardner covering the plate. The slide. Virgil is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Al Luplow pinch hits for Ron Swoboda. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-3 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hart. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Grote moves to third. Bill Henry now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grote scores. Elliott moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Giants. Billy Murphy pinch hits for Rob Gardner. Juan Marichal now pitching. Chuck Hiller pinch hits for Billy Murphy. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 4. The Giants will come to bat. Al Luplow now playing right field. Larry Elliott now playing left field. Darryl Sutherland now pitching. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutherland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 0-for-1 in the game. Berta hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bresut strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.